Vous êtes de retour à l'émission Les Faces Cachées de la musique juive avec Hélène Engel sur Radio Shalom Montréal 1650 AM. Passons maintenant à Remedy, un rappeur américain né en 1973 à Staten Island. Il est connu pour être le premier rappeur blanc et juif affilié au collectif de rap le Wu-Tang Clan. Le morceau pour lequel il est le plus connu et que vous pouvez trouver partout sur YouTube est Never Again, à propos de la Shoah. Mais nous allons entendre sa chanson Muslim and a Jew, qui présente les côtés palestiniens et israéliens dans le conflit actuel, avec le leader de Wu-Tang comme médiateur.
Explosions in the Israeli town of Yarmouk in central Israel near the Ben Gurion International Airport. The first blast occurred about 1.5 hours ago. That's around 8:30 in the morning Israeli time. A second blast occurred 10 minutes later in another vehicle parked a couple of hundred meters away from the first blast.
Yo, defeat your enemies with kindness. Now we're called to refinements, right? And show your love like diamonds. It's blindness under the eyelids of men, women, and children of all color and religion. I guess building underneath the ceiling of a universal temple is essential to break through the iron fence of war and swing condensed wars. See, Remedy and I, we swarm as one colony to make you wonder what you die for. But why you murdering our kids when all we got to defend ourselves with are bricks and stones? Can't you hear us moan? We all out in the streets, cause you destroyed our homes. Nah, you took our food, clothing and shelter and left us naked, only to cover ourselves with black seeds of hatred. But right now, whoever's right or wrong, I wonder if we'll ever get along as brothers from different mothers.
I heard a boy crying, two kids dying, young Israelis. They said the Palestinians were lying. Who's to blame? We set fire to your flame. They withheld the names of the Jews held in vain. Jump into a tank in the far West Bank. There's violence on the Gaza Strip. Who's to thank? Listen. Babies crying, life lost, Holocaust style, bodies flying, surprise and surround you, we run rings around you, silver with the blue and white stars, who we are, we unite, people alike, strength comes in numbers, all ready to fight, humanity's song for peace, there's war going on in the Middle East, build, destroy, build the beast, Sharon and Arafat, Remedy, counterattack, what's the cure, yo RZA, where you at?
Positive education, always correcting errors, you can never gain peace by inflicting terror and strapping bombs to arms, running up inside buildings, killing little children and moms. Instead of trying to take land, y'all should shake hands and give respect to the great father Abraham. You've been fighting over Palestine since Saladin. Have you learned what the word non-violent means? Or turn the other cheek? You burned your brother Jeep. When Jacob came home, he gave his brother sheep. Which they used to recruit troops and shoot fruit. When you both be seized from the same root. Even when young Moses was lost in the desert, he was taught wisdom from an Arabian shepherd. My pen is mightier than CNN. Right now I teach you how to see in, in. Close your eyes silently, breathing deep. Inhale the air all the way to your feet. Then exhale slowly through your nostril. Combine the Torah, Quran with the gospel. Put your mind open and eyes shut. You can't tell the difference of who's who and what's what. Please educate the Lord's children every day. A lesson a day keeps the devil away.
C'était Muslim and a Jew, interprété par Remedy sur Radio Shalom Montréal 1650 AM, à l'écoute des faces cachées de la musique juive avec Hélène Engel. C'est dommage que je n'arrive pas à tout comprendre, car ce que je comprends me paraît intéressant. Pour terminer, on va aller vers Antithesis. Lui, c'est un rappeur juif anglais qui a fait son alia l'année dernière et vit maintenant en Israël. Il est très sioniste, mais sans fanatisme. On peut trouver les paroles de ses chansons sur son site et ce sont des prises de position ni très originales, ni exprimées d'une façon remarquable, mais c'est l'énergie de sa musique qui lui vaut la place qu'il a. On va écouter la chanson qui a été à l'origine de son ascension, écrite avant même son entrée à l'université à l'âge de 18 ans en 2000, Just Peace.
In the year 1948, Israel declared a state for the Jewish people. It was a case of better late than never. After years of tireless endeavor, the Zionist movement had finally found its buried treasure. And after the horror of the Nazi persecution, it was so good for the Jews to have found a solution. In the future, there'd always be the right of return. Now at last, there was a country that would never spurn exiles, asylum seekers, all refugees, human beings forced from their homes without a bite to eat. We just wanted to live peacefully in the promised land. It was our dream for so many years, can't you understand? But no, we weren't allowed to have it that way, because at sunrise on the very next day, we were attacked from all sides by the Arab nations. The tiny new state would have to fight for its liberation. An exiled people and looking for a home for so many years, nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing, finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then, we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by powerful foes. For over 50 years, looking for a release, believe that is true, we just want peace. Now over the years, came war after war, a miracle saved Israel in 73 on Yom Kippur. And don't forget 67, a war for 6 days, again victorious, again we were saved. Other battles too, too numerous to name, but at the end of the day, see the story was the same. The Arab nations couldn't take having their new Jewish state that was buried in their midst. They consumed them with hate, so they united against a tiny Jewish home, looking for ways for Israel to be blown into oblivion. No hope, no way back, these desires inspired new waves of attack. And each time Israel rested defensive, except in 67, but you know that was preemptive. And thanks to God's help, the country survived. But for every war, too many brave young Israelis died. An exiled people looking for a home for so many years, nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing, finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then, we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by powerful foes. For over 50 years looking for a release, believe that is true, we just want peace. Yet as time has gone by, the situation has improved. We no longer have to fear our neighbours every move. Peace came first with Egypt and then with Jordan. We began to dream once more that our borders would be serene. No drama, no action, delight and celebrations, they were our reaction. And of course in the year 1994, Rabin and Arafat made historic moves forward. They wanted autonomy and we wanted peace. We began to negotiate, to try and agree. Things started moving slowly, one step at a time. PLO bombing it stopped, they got land, things were fine. Rabin was killed, but the process continued. Yet there still remains some very contentious issues. The right of return and the Temple Mount also started to halt, and violence broke out. An exiled people looking for a home for so many years, nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing, finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then, we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by powerful foes. For over 50 years looking for a release, believe that is true, we just want peace. So what have we got now? Another intifada. We still want peace, but now it's so much harder. We got suicide bombers killing innocent children. We'll differentiate a soldier from a civilian. Yet I turn on the news, and what is it I hear? It's like an Arab monopoly on living life in fear. The Israelis are portrayed as hardline oppressors, when all they want is to live a life free of terror. I'm fed up of hearing this anti-Israel propaganda. It's time for somebody to step up and take some action. We need to make it clear to the world population that Israel really isn't such a bullying nation, a country built on principles of anti-discrimination, yet now victimized just because of its creation. I know it's not perfect, things sometimes go wrong, but believe me when I say all we want is shalom. An exiled people looking for a home for so many years, nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing, finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then, we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by powerful foes. For over 50 years looking for a release, believe that is true, we just want peace. An exiled people looking for a home, for so many years nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing, finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then, we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by powerful foes. For over 50 years looking for a release, believe that is true, all we want is peace, we just want peace.
C'était Just Peace, interprété par Antithesis. Alors pour vous procurer ces CD, commençons par celui que nous venons d'entendre. C'est une compilation qui date de 2004, intitulée Celebrate Hip Hop, rassemblée par le musicien Craig Taubman. On la trouve facilement en ligne via cdbaby.com ou via oisongs.com. C'est plus difficile en magasin. Le premier CD, Adonai in Dub, qu'on a écouté, c'est le deuxième d'une série de trois publiée par John Zorn dans la collection Tzadik, et ça se trouve également à CD Baby et sur le site de John Zorn ou celui de sa compagnie Tzadik. Pour les Montréalais, je précise que ces deux CD sont à la bibliothèque juive, chemin de la Côte-Sainte-Catherine. À la semaine prochaine!